know his presence is in the building. It's all right if you just want to have take a little time out with Jesus this morning.
All right.
I come this morning by way of the Holy Ghost.
All right.
We're going to be going to Matthew chapter 5. Verses 13 through 16. Chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Father, we come now thanking you for your grace and for your mercy. For God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So now, God, I ask you to set me down. Let your people see none of me but all of you. God, we thank you for right early this morning you touched us with your finger of love. So now, God, we asking you to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, starting with chapter 5, verse 13, starting with the 13th verse, it says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to cast out and to be trodden under foot of man. Ye are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And today we're going to focus on let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And just for a little while, we're going to talk about turn your lights on.
All right.
Turn your lights on. Have you ever walked in a room and the lights was off or just dim? The next thing you would do when you walked in the room, if the lights was off, you would flip the switch and the lights come on. If it was dim, you either decided to leave it off or you would turn you would go and change the light bulb. But this morning, I would like to suggest to you, if your lights are off, it's time to turn them on. If your lights are dim, it's time for a change. When we talk about turning our lights on, we are using this in a spiritual sense this morning. We're talking about turn our lights on. And see, we got to start looking with our spiritual eyes. A lot of times we don't have our lights on because we done got disconnected to the lighthouse. Can I get a witness this morning? And this morning I just want to suggest to you to turn your lights on. In other words, it's our relationship where it should be with God. Or are we walking around in the alleys of darkness? Every time I turn around, if my lights is out, I run into a dead end. If my lights is out, then I do what thus says the Lord. Our life should be burning strong. Have you ever been standing somewhere and arrived in your car and the light on the car that's coming toward you, the light is so bright that you can't even see? And that's how we ought to represent God today. Our lights ought to be shining so bright that we can't, that the other person can't even see. But in reality, is that too many Christians are walking around with their lights off. And non-believers are watching us each and every day. Somewhere, as Christians, we have lost our avidity, our eagerness, our enthusiasm for the Lord. We have become naive and dewy-eyed to the word of God. Yes. The reason why a lot of us are naive and dewy-eyed to the word of God, because we don't study the word of God.
Amen.
We don't study the word of God, so we'll walk around in darkness because we don't have no word in us to lead and guide us.
That's right.
Amen. 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 We have lost our faith with everything that's going on in society today, such as COVID-19, job loss, no money, no food. We need to have some word in us.
Uh-huh.
Every time we turn around, we ought to be putting some word of the Lord in us. If it ain't nothing but a line every 15 minutes, you ought to have some word in you. Because the word of God will lead and guide you. Everything you need is in the word of God.
Yeah.
It's no reason that we should walk around in darkness.
That's right. That is right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I'm reminding that we require to have faith.
All right.
We are required to have faith.
Yeah.
The faith, the size of a little bitty, we talk about this all the time, a little mustard seed. We are required to trust God in each and everything we do. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. The Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning that this kind of faith will move mountains. If we believe, nothing will be impossible.
Amen.
But we must believe.
Yeah.
We must believe. We can't walk around here in darkness and represent God.
Right.
Our lights must come on. Uh-huh. We constantly keep allowing the enemy to have his way in our lives.
Uh-huh.
There comes a time that we as Christians that's been in this thing a long time ought to have enough in us to bring us out.
That's right. Yeah.
We keep walking around like we don't even know who we are.
That's right.
Walking around asking people questions that we ought to already know.
That's good.
Turn your lights on.
Yeah.
Quit walking around in darkness.
Yeah.
Turn your lights on. We constantly keep allowing the enemy to have his way in our lives. When our light should be shining so bright, the enemy, we ought to confuse the enemy.
That's right.
Our lights ought to be so bright that we ought to confuse the enemy.
That's right.
But the reason why it's not bright, because we keep trying to dip it down. You're either going to be on the Lord's side or you're going to be on the devil's side.
That's right.
Because when you do that, all you get is a spirit of confusion. And then you're blind.
Right.
Can't see your way through.
Yeah.
We ought to be like a beacon light, shining like the lighthouse.
Right.
And instead of the enemy having his way, we should allow God to have his way.
Yeah.
But the reason why God cannot have his way is because we are in the way.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
We are in the way. His way is because we are in the way.
Yes,
we need to turn our lights on.
Yes,
our ways are not God's ways.
That's right.
His ways are not our ways.
Right.
And everything that we do, we should consult God about it.
Yes.
That's why we can't get out of the way.
Amen.
Because we keep trying to do things our way.
Right.
Yeah.
But our way is not always the right way.
Amen.
Our way is not always the right way.
Yeah.
If you allow the Holy Spirit that dwells within you to lead and guide you, then you will not be in the way.
Yeah.
I just come to tell you to turn your lights on. This is what is causing our lights to go out, putting us in a period of blackouts. Because we keep dealing with the devil and we keep being in a blackout. Blackout, we can't even get our lights on because we're so confused about what's going on. We need to turn our lights on.
That's right.
Oh yeah, we need to cut them on.
Amen.
We need to cut them on. Blackouts, it's like a dead end.
Yeah.
You just keep going. round and round the miracle round. Not coming to nowhere but a dead end. Darkest days keeps happening. You know why? Because we have not put our trust and established a relationship with God. We ought to have a relationship so thick with God that nothing, nothing. You might come, but you will not form. Nothing should be able and impossible for us to do for God. I'm just saying we need to turn our lights on. We need to turn our lights on. We're walking around here thinking we got it all. We don't have it all. God is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? God is standing there with stretched out arms, and we keep on going around the other way. It is time that we repent and come to Jesus. It is time now. Time is now, and we need to get in a hurry. And do it now. Our lights is off too much. And a lot of us, we have a little bit on, but it's dim. Change your light bulb. Change your light bulb. Change your light bulb. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, change your light bulb. I need to see you this morning. Change your light bulb. Change your light bulb. This morning the Holy Spirit comes to serve notice to the to that spirit of darkness. This is and will be the year of the comeback 2021. No more darkness. No more darkness. Somebody say it with me. No more darkness. No more shame. I will come back in 2021. Yes, sir, we're coming back. Our lights will come back on, and the spirit of tiredness, weariness, confusion, lethargyness, we bind it up right now in Jesus' name. Y'all ain't going with me this morning, but you better start binding this stuff up, because that's what's taking control of you, because you're walking around in the spirit of darkness. Galatians 6 and 9 says, let us not get weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Somebody say, I'm in my due season.
I'm in my due season.
Our life must stay on 24/7. You don't have time to cut them on and cut them off. It's not going to get dim unless you're doing things that you don't have no business doing. We are the evidence of God's light. Withdrawing from the world is not an option for Christians. We can be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. Our light should shine so bright that others might come wanting to get what you have.
That's good.
That's all right.
Our lights ought to be on so bright, like I said, we ought to be somewhere like a beacon light. So bright that we can't even be seen. It's shining so bright. Turn your lights on. We are the light of the world. And our job description is not only to mankind, but also to touch the lives of everyone around us wherever we are. Wherever we are. Somebody say, wherever we are. Turn your lights on. Walk in the newness of life with your lights on. Here in this chapter, Matthew was the author, which was known as Levi. This gospel who was once, Matthew was the author of this gospel who was once a despised tax collector. But one day, his life was changed by this man from Galilee. And Matthew's life came on. Can I get a witness? He wrote the gospel to the Jews to prove that Jesus was the Messiah and to explain the kingdom of God. Jesus is seen here teaching the Beatitudes, and part of this was the Sermon on the Mount. And here was the first of a series of metaphors immediately following the Beatitudes. Jesus had begun to teach the Beatitudes to the disciples here on the Mount. Let's put this picture in our head. And then he drops down to verse 13 and begin to start his metaphors. Jesus, he is showing us this morning how to prepare for life in the kingdom by living a righteous life. He starts out with the Beatitudes. He starts out giving them, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He starts out saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Then he goes on and tells us that despite opposition for the Pharisees and others in this religion establishment, Jesus have continued to teach concerning the kingdom of heaven. He lived what he taught about. That's why we need to practice what we preach. And I ain't talking about just preachers. We walk around here talking about, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. And if he heard your cry and pity you ever grown, then why do you keep walking around in darkness? If you know he's pitied your every groan, and long as you live and trouble's gonna rise, then why in the world do we keep walking in darkness? We need to practice what we preach and let our little light shine. We ought to be saying something like, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. We ought to be testifying for God so that somebody will know who you are. Even if your light is dim, just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. All right. So then we need to let our light shine. Jesus began by saying to us this morning, although he was teaching disciples, I'd like to think this morning that he begins to start his lesson for all of us everywhere today. He starts out saying, ye. He didn't call no name. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. He says, ye. He lets us know that he is talking to everybody. He didn't call no name. He stated, ye. In other words, he says, you. This morning. Sitting in here. Live. Facebook. You. Are the salt of the earth. What he points out to us this morning is that we are the salt of the earth. And what we need to know is that salt here in this time was used as a metaphor, but in all actuality, salt had a wide number of uses in the ancient world. It says that salt was very important in that period and time. Back then, it was a requirement of life. It was used as a preservative, which was a substance that was added to many different products. Just to name a few, pharmaceutical drugs, paints, wood, cosmetics, to prevent a decomposition by undesirable chemical changes. They had to use salt. And that's what Jesus was saying to the disciples and those of us who are in here this morning. He's saying to us that we are the salt of the earth. That we are the world, that we are to the world. Like salt is to some of us. That put it on our food, and then we act like we can't live without it. It gives it a good season. Salt does many things. And if we are the salt of the earth, then Jesus is letting us know that the world is depending on us to look and be and act like salt. We are to preserve and be transparent with the world. We can't do everything that the world does, because then the world won't know the difference. Are they a Christian? or are they a sinner?
That's right.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah.
So we should add some excitement to human society and make others want to live a righteous life. But I can't live a righteous life if I'm doing everything that a sinner is doing.
Right.
They need to be able to distinguish the two.
Right.
Is your light shining or is your light dim?
Right.
And then it says that wherewith shall it be salted? Is this good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men? That means nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you have no flavor, then nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you don't have no salt and your light is not shining, then you are no good for nobody, not even yourself.
Amen.
If the salt loses its flavor, if salt loses its flavor, there's no way to restore salt natural flavor. In other words, it would be good for nothing. Just like the disciples, we have one great function, and that is to be the salt of the earth by living out the Beatitudes in which he was teaching the disciples. Jesus says in 14, he says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Jesus says that we, all of us, are light of the world. In John 8 and 12, Jesus is saying that he is the light of the world. And that he that followed him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the world. The relationship between Jesus and us is simply tells me that Jesus is the source of the light, and we should be the reflection of the light. And in our functions, we should be the light that is on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
And we should be shining for him.
That's right.
We can't be doing any and everything. Jesus is telling us through this whole four verses that we are the light of the world. We must shine for him. Our life continually has to be on. We are Christians. We as Christians are like a city that's set on a hill. Our light should be shining in every dark place. If you are down, you need picking up. I ought to walk up and my light ought to be shining, that a smile should come on your face.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you see the light
that's
shining in me.
Yeah.
You see the light. Our light should be shining in every dark place. If our lights are on and shining, it will outshine darkness.
Yeah.
And darkness can be anything. Bow down heads. Bow down heads. Always worried. Tired, depressed, darkness. But if you got the word of God in you, your light should just automatically come on. You ain't got to turn it on. You ought to feel it yourself. You ought to see yourself shining when you walk past something. You ought to see your shadow.
Because
your light is shining. And if we are living the life of Christ's teachings, then we should display his trust. Which cannot be hidden. And all I'm saying to you this morning is turn your lights on. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. What Christ is saying, he does not want us to keep all of Christ's teachings to ourselves, but share it with the world. Therefore, whatever you do for Christ, make it last. You cannot be, he says, here. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house.
Amen. That's it. Yes, amen.
In other words, Again, if you're full of the word of God, you cannot keep it to yourself.
Come on.
That's right.
You have to share it with the world.
Amen.
God just didn't give you the illumination and the revelation for yourself.
That's right.
That's right.
Every situation that you go through is for somebody else.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
You have to go through it, but it's for somebody else.
Yes, right. Yes, yes.
And you have not arrived to the point that you have it all. Because learning is a daily, daily walk with the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We should let our light shine so before men that they may see your good works and glorify your brother. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. All this verse is saying this morning is your light should always be on. We should have the ministry of a Christian character.
Yeah.
And only what you do for Christ will last.
Yeah.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Yeah.
Jesus is the light that shineth in me. It will show up in me.
Yeah.
But we must let our light shine. We must have the characters of the Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Only what you do for Christ will last. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Only what you do for Christ will last. All I come to tell you this morning, he said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed they which are persecuted for righteousness, for them is the kingdom of heaven. When men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you and falsely for my sake, and rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So for persecuting they the prophets which was before you, all I come this morning to tell you is blessed or sharing. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortune of glory is mine. I come to tell you this morning that if your light is on, all you gotta do is have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make everything alright. I know him to be a heart fixer, a mind regulator. He'll make a way out of no way. There's no reason to walk around with a bowed down head. Jesus will pick you up and turn you around. Jesus, he knows all about it. Jesus, Mary's baby, the lily of the valley. Turn your lights on, and if you lose, turn it over to Jesus. He'll put in you what was taken out. He'll make you brand new. All you gotta do is say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, and no other help I know. Turn it over. 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 To Jesus. Turn on your lights. Don't walk around with no don't bow down, hey, because he'll give you ease to your trembling, man. Turn it over. Turn it over. He'll work it out. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always. And never doubt him. He'll bring you out. The Lord says, we are the salt of the earth. And quit allowing. Yes, God. Yes. Quit allowing things to turn your lights off. You are ambassadors for Christ. Stand firm. Put your light on. We are salt of the earth. Yeah. Yes, come on, praise team. Yeah. Doors out of church, I hope. There may be one. Turn it over.
Yes, God. Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Yeah.
Let your light shine. Yes, let your light shine. So that others can see the beauty.
The way.